Welcome to The Point Home Services, the podcast where real contractors share real strategies. We cut through the noise and get straight to the point with the contractors that are working in the field right now. If you run a home services business and want to lead better, grow faster, and stay sharp, you're in the right place. Now, before we get started, I need you to do one thing. Only 30% of our listeners are following the show, so stop what you're doing, hit follow, and let's get to the point.
It's very important to understand that the things that people are thinking about at 2 and 5 and 10 million, everybody needs to focus on those. Yeah. Because those are the blocking and the tackling. Those are the fundamentals is what people there need to be focused on in order to get to 15 to 20 to 30. And then those bigger things start coming down the road. But to me, what a contractor at 5 or 10 million is going through, and what they're struggling with and what they're trying to solve for, everybody needs a reminder of that.
This is To The Point. A Rhino Experience. Voted one of the top home services marketing and operations podcasts. Cutting through the bullshit and getting to the point.
What's up, To The Point listeners? It's your boy, and it's time to get it started. Let's get it started. And here, you ever heard that song before? I've heard that song many times. You might think that was a Black Eyed Peas. I get it, but that was me. That was me singing. Your host, Chris Yano, of the To The Point Home Services Podcast. But today is a very special day. And I didn't say episode, although it is probably going to be a pretty special episode too. But it's a special day because, you know, it's the beginning of a new year. You know, I thought... Man, we have been on the To The Point Home Services Podcast at it since the middle of January 2028. And I've got a special guest in the studio with me today, looking at me with his greenish, brownish, grayish. I don't know. You got some different colored eyes. But what's special about that is they're looking at me right in my face. And this is... an exciting announcement I get to make because, you know, after being, I don't know how many hundreds of episodes we are in now since middle of January 2020, I'm excited to announce that I am bringing on another full-time co-host. I guess it's been a long time since our original co-host, which was Tall Paul. Shout out to Tall Paul. And it's been me. I've been flying solo. I've been flying solo for a long time, but not anymore. I have my good friend, my dear friend who just went through the enduring weekend that was the Final Four in the NCAA Finals, where our beloved Purdue Boilermakers did not pull through. But hey, we made it to the championship game and we made some memories and we had some great experiences. And I got to do that with my friend and our brand new co-host, and I'm excited to announce Mr. Chad Peterman. That's you, buddy.
Thanks, Chris.
This is where you say, I'm so excited to be here, Chris.
No, really excited to be here and, add value to what I would say is a podcast that I've listened to probably since you started the thing.
Oh, thank you, buddy.
Yeah, and I think that hopefully in the talks that we've had, it's something that we can add even more value for listeners and people out there looking to, better their businesses and people and do all of those fun things, which would be great. And the other great thing is the listeners do not in any way, shape, or form have to worry about me singing.
Well, but they might not worry about it, but maybe they want to hear it. So maybe I got you to dance a little bit at the game the other night. Like a little shoulder shrug there was a step in the right direction.
Yeah, there'll be no singing going on. I
think you and my son Mason have like the same, you and Anna all have the same talent in singing. But don't worry, this isn't a podcast about learning how to sing, so you don't have to worry about it. You're right.
It's good.
But yeah, I thought, you know what, like, I've been kicking this around for quite a while, and I just thought we've been at this long enough that we needed to kind of take it to another level. And I would say more so now than ever in the last, call it four years, like we really, really, really need to focus on our businesses and like all the operations of the businesses. And there's only so much I know about operations in an actual HVAC or plumbing, electrical, roofing, whatever company. and you know far more than I do. And we've had lots of these conversations, and we have lots of these conversations in our you know, with our friends and our peer groups and stuff that we're in our LSD crew. And I thought, like, you know, you always ask really thoughtful questions. You're a good sport, so I can still bust your chops along the way. This is going to be great. But we can get a lot of extra value out of these episodes for the listeners. Like, that's the whole point, right? And, you know, you run a, you know, if you're listening for the first time, I mean, Chad runs a very successful HVAC plumbing and electrical business in Indiana, but that's kind of outside of Indiana too. So you kind of now are outside of Indiana and Louisville and wherever the hell else you are, Ohio. Yeah. So it's great to have you on because I think that, you know, you'll be able to, ask like some more thoughtful, like in-depth questions about certain things that we go through that I don't think to ask.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and I think too, you know, one of the things that's been, I feel like, a common theme here as we got into this year, you know, 23 was tough, 24 still presenting some challenges. You know, what do we need to be focused on? And what things can we really dive in, whether it be a guest on the podcast or us just kind of chopping it up? What are those things that people need to be focused on? And rather than just, you know, providing lip service or something to a particular subject, let's dive in. Like, what is it? Like, what is the KPI that you should be looking at? What is the operational metrics? What are these things that, you know, I think people are thinking, but they, you know, may or may not have been asked, or people didn't think to share them because that's just how they operate it. Whatever it may be, I think that there is a ton of stuff there that can really help and get people heading in the right direction. I know we've had a lot of help along our kind of journey and always looking to find ways that we can help others, for sure.
Yeah, and I think what's always good about, like, you know, we were just at lunch before recording the podcast, and we just have business conversations and talk about things, and these are things that, like, we are either experiencing now or going to be experiencing, and this is, like, the kind of stuff I'm talking about. Is like, those are actually really great conversations to have on this episode, because I promise you others are thinking the same thing or having maybe similar conversations or might not even know what questions to ask in the situation that they're in with their business. I mean, listen, there's a lot of shit that I don't know. And I certainly can't dig deep on things that you will know and be able to ask these guys building your business to 100 and whatever million. I don't know where the hell you're at, but you're up there somewhere and the 130, 40, somewhere, whatever, big. So, yeah, that's what we wanted this whole new podcast to be. And what's also great about, you know, Chad is, dude, you have really good leadership skills. And I know you do a lot of leadership training too with your own team. I mean, how many employees you guys have, Pyramid Brothers, now?
I think around 500.
So, I mean, but, you know, you're always kind of posting stuff, and I still read your Monday morning, emails.
Yep.
Your Monday morning message. But you got good leadership skills too. So I think that's important too. So not only be able to dig deep, but then maybe how to coach those that are in whatever that position is on how to execute based on your experience.
Yeah, absolutely. I think those are, you know, things that we're looking at right now. And one thing where we came up short, I feel like, over the last couple of years, it's, you know, you put a service manager in place, you put a, you know, ops manager, whatever, and we just say, hey, go. And we never give them any sort of background, any sort of training, any of the things that they actually need to do this brand new job, because oftentimes they didn't do that job prior to them doing it. And so I think that's also an opportunity of where, you know, if listeners are curious on how to do that and what we should be doing, hopefully those are things that I can speak to, because we're actually doing it right now. Yeah. Like, that's one of our focuses. We just ran a cohort through our new leadership class of, I think we had 25, 30 leaders that went through this, you know, 8-hour training on leadership. And to me, those are things that we can share. What did we learn? What didn't go so well? What went really well? What can you utilize and stuff like that? I can also see, hopefully, as we talk, and I just thought of this, so I hope it's okay to say, but, you know, I think that there's things as we uncover things via, you know, interviews or just us talking, to provide resources to people. Like, hey, here's what we talked about. Hey, here's the spreadsheet to do this. That's good. Here's the KPIs to do this, whatever it may be. To me, we can have a lot of a really big impact via those things.
In home services, speed to lead is everything. Chirp stands out by transforming your communication strategy. With Chirp, accelerate your lead response time with instant SMS text messaging, email, and ringless voicemail automation. Chirp's
cutting-edge technology ensures you're the first and the most persistent, helping you close more deals than ever. But that's not all. Say goodbye to missed opportunities with Chirp's incredible follow-up system. Keep your leads engaged and moving smoothly through your sales funnel without lifting a finger. And with Chirp deep integrations with top CRMs like ServiceTitan, HouseCall Pro, and Jobber, you can launch laser-targeted campaigns to connect with the exact right leads at the exact right time. Automation creates efficiency. Efficiency unlocks scalability. With Chirp, you can automate speed to lead, estimate follow-ups, rehash, abandoned call follow-ups, canceled job follow-ups, review requests, outbounding to your list, annual reminders, membership expiration follow-ups, and so much more. So stop chasing leads, capture them. Connect faster and close more deals with Chirp. Contact Chirp today and elevate your communication game.
Yeah, and I think what would be good too from this process is, you know, one thing I realized is I could be using our To The Point Home Services Podcast Facebook group better. You know, the messages, you know, for people to be able to follow up and ask questions there that we would have access to and be able to respond to, whether it be operations, leadership, market, whatever, doesn't matter. Any topics that we're talking about on the podcast or that we've not talked about on the podcast. And also, you know, we really want to open this thing up to you who's listening right now and say, man, I love that they do this, but I wish they would do more of these type of, or they'd ask these questions. So they do a podcast solely on, you know, financing, or a podcast solely on pay plans or whatever it is. And the answer is, I want to be able to do those things. That's the whole reason we started this podcast in the first place, was to give back to you all the skill from those I've known and met over the years who've been successful in these trades, and let them share it with you so that way you could learn it from those directly, like Chad. So, I mean, that's what I want to be able to accomplish, you know, with all this. And having you on here too is like, you know, gives me an opportunity to, I mean, really just kind of learn from the questions that you're asking and being thoughtful about that I'm not still not thinking to ask, you know, because it's kind of like you know Keith Mercurio, right?
Yeah.
Anytime I talk to Keith, it's always like I'm always trying to learn, what's he really asking me? Because it always seems like he's asking me a question and I'm like nervous on how I answer it. Because it's like when you say, oh man, you know, you're such a humble guy. And he's like, I'm not humble. I'm saying it to be nice. And I start thinking about it and he's like, I'm not really humble. Okay, you're really nice then, Keith. But it's just, you know, you ask thoughtful questions that challenge me to think. And I want that. And I think the listeners need things like that, because we do need to be challenged to think like outside of our own skill set or our own thought process. And no matter, you know, just sometimes other people ask questions, you're like, oh shit. And that one simple question could have changed everything.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think too, and we had the pleasure, I don't know when that was, lost track of time a little bit, maybe like last November when we did, when Brad Bacon was on here.
Oh yeah.
And that was such a cool episode just to, one for me personally, just to kind of reflect on like the journey and what's going on. Yeah. But I think also to really highlight a lot of these businesses that maybe get overshadowed in this age of social media and, you know, influencers and all of this stuff that highlights all of these big companies and everything like that. And I think it, not that anyone's trying to, but I think it can sometimes diminish the efforts of these people that have built these amazing businesses. And you don't have to be this massive company to be someone that people in the industry should look to and mm-hmm. should hear what they have to say, because there's a ton of great ideas. I know we do tours at our office every other month, and I learn a ton of things from other companies who came to visit me. And I'm like, whoa, tell me one more. Say what you were going to say, because that's interesting. We need to work on that. And so I think if we can, it's almost like, how do we bridge the gap in the community to highlight everybody that's doing all of these things and get more ideas at the table that can share and people figure things out and things that are working really well. I think that, to me, that would be a really fun piece of getting to do this, and something I'm excited about of being able to highlight those people and really display all the great things that are going on in this industry.
Yeah. By the way, I've been guilty of that too, but I like to think, because really like initially the strategy of mine was when I launched a podcast was I do have a lot of those relationships with the big, big players and I would bring them on because I felt like I had the relationships with all these people. That's why Rhino X
turned into what it was, is I have these relationships, you know, for so long with the biggest players, and I could bring it all into one place. And the podcast was something I could do with as well. But, you know, the last, when you listen to the episodes, I started bringing on some smaller contractors in that too, who were thoughtful and maybe coming at things differently, but built some like successful businesses, whether it be 15 million, 20 million, 25 million. Like, I feel like that's a little bit more relatable at times, you know, for the majority of the listeners.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you think about, you know, I could probably, it'd be embarrassing if I told you how many times I've listened to the Dave Geiger episode on the podcast.
Don't be embarrassed.
It's a bunch.
Don't be embarrassed.
But, you know, there's also these things that what Dave and Ken and these guys that are talking about, like, those may not be things that you particularly need to be thinking about, like, today.
Right.
Like, they're playing kind of a different game right out here, which is great. And, you know, we should look up to them and we should emulate the things that they did. But I also think that it's very important to understand that the things that people are thinking about at 2 and 5 and 10 million, everybody needs to focus on those. Because those are the blocking and the tackling. Those are the fundamentals, is what people there need to be focused on in order to get to 15 to 20 to 30. And then those bigger things start coming down the road. But to me, what a contractor at 5 or 10 million is going through and what they're struggling with and what they're trying to solve for, everybody needs a reminder of that. If 23 and 24 were any reminder that we all need to focus on the fundamentals about how this business actually works, conversion rate, average ticket, KPIs, all of those things are things that through the COVID years, we probably all, I know I did, lost sight of.
Yep.
Because you didn't have to have any.
Yeah, it's coming in.
Yeah, leads are coming in. Just hire more people. Start a school. Do all of these things. The things that all everybody did and everybody talked about were great. It wasn't like we were wrong. It's just the landscape has changed a little bit. And so we have to kind of change the way we view it, or not so much change it, but we need to just kind of refocus on all the fundamentals that got us to where we are today.
So, you know, somebody listening right now might be saying, well, this is kind of weird because you're a big contractor. So, but what I want the listeners to hear is how many years away are you from being a $30 million contractor? How long ago was that?
So we were
roughly, doesn't matter.
Yeah. I mean, we were 10 million contractor.
That's what I'm talking about. You're not so far away from it that you don't remember the things. That's the point.
Yeah, I remember it. It wasn't that far away. Solving all kinds of problems.
And, you know, and that's why I think like this works, because you're at where you're at, but you're still close to that. I mean, you just scaled quickly.
Yeah.
And so that's where I think the added value comes, is that you can see both sides of that.
100%. Yeah. And I mean, it's good for me just to really reflect on those things, because I know that the reason I agreed to do this is I know I'm going to learn a ton, you know, but just like I told you earlier, like, you know, I wake up every Tuesday morning when I go to the gym and I wait for that thing to refresh. I want to talk about who actually posts that, because we need to get it on Eastern time. That thing needs to kick out about 4 a.m. So we're ready. I got to like get to the gym and there's this terrible Wi-Fi there. So sometimes I can't get it.
Well,
going
4
on,
Eastern so. Would be 1 this time of year. Is that dancing?
Well, everybody's sleeping. So we just get it out there. And well, okay. We'll see if we can work it into the contract.
Whatever. Yeah. The contract. Yeah. Okay. Okie dokie. Yeah. Well, I mean, I like that you listen to it when you're working out, you know, or whatever, like, or whenever you listen to the podcast, take it in. You know, it's for me, it's, I don't care how, I just care that you, one, thankful for listening to the podcast, but I've heard people say, Chris, you should release this thing on Mondays, because we do get a spike on Mondays of the previous week's the previous week's episode. But the Tuesday number is like what the cadence of that we're in. And I've studied, man, like, when do you release these things and like what time and all the things. And I still feel like I'm sitting at the right time. So until you can convince me otherwise, and your workout schedule is not going to convince me otherwise.
No, I get it. You release that, whatever. It's worked out. I made it work.
Thank you.
But
appreciate you.
But yeah, no, I think it'll be really good. I think when we think about where things are in the industry, I think that we've all got to look at just really doubling down on helping one another get through this time. Because, like, Yeah, we may be a big cut. We're still dealing with the same stuff.
Yeah.
Lead volumes where it's at. Yeah. How do we increase conversion? You know, cancel or not cancellation, decline rates on financing are up. Like, it, you're not insulated from that as the bigger you get. You're just dealing with more of them, actually.
That's right.
But how do we combat that? What are the things that we can do to hopefully move the needle? Because we're all trying to figure out the same damn problem.
Yep. Yeah. You know, and what's interesting, too, you know, for the listeners who don't know, I mean, Chad and I launched a, we greenfielded a roofing business, a residential roofing business in Indianapolis. And, you know, so, I mean, we'll be able to share some of that journey and the things that we've, you know, that we've learned, and we've, you know, we launched it in March. Yeah.
March.
So we're just, you know, a little over a month into it, and off to the races.
Yeah.
You know, off to the races on it. And it's been a great experience. But, you know, if you ever had that conversation, it's like, oh, if I only knew then what I know now. Well, that's part of what we said was like, hey, we know now. And let's go do the thing and let's see what we can build with what we know now, and off to a great start. But I mean, we'll openly share that journey, you know, on this podcast along the way too, because even though it's about roofing, we're going to talk about business, like the things that we've learned along the way. But, you know, I think that, you know, I've always tried to leverage this podcast as just one tool for me to give back, just like RhinoX, same thing, you know, but I've been doing the same thing on this thing for so long that something had to change. Like, you know, what's that definition of insanity? You keep on doing what you've been doing. You keep on getting what you've been getting, or something like that. And not that things are going bad, because they're not. The podcast continues to grow, and I love all the reviews and the people reaching out. I just needed it to evolve.
If you've been listening to this show, you'll know that I only talk about tools that actually help our team. And BlueOn is definitely one of those. At Peterman Brothers, our techs are using BlueOn every single day. It's become their go-to resource. It really is like having a senior tech in your pocket. They can scan a unit, get all the model data, wiring diagrams, parts, and even troubleshoot with BlueOn's AI. We've seen fewer callbacks, faster fixes, and happier techs. And that's why I'm such a big believer in BlueOn, because it actually works. So do yourself a favor, click on the link in the description and book a quick demo with the BlueOn team to see it in action.
And I really want it to be more interactive. So those of you who are listening, like, you know, be a participant in this thing. I mean, ask the questions. And I think the podcast messenger group will be helpful with that. But like, reach out to the team and ask for particular guests or particular things you want us to talk about and like dig into. And it can be super granular if you want it to be. You know, we'll still go through a process of figuring out which ones make the most sense for the listeners, but like, this is what I want this to be. Like, if we could pick something apart, what would it be? You know, and then Chad has a podcast, you know, Can't Stop the Growth, and it's a little bit different, but maybe just kind of give like a little bit of a, like a high level on what you're doing on that podcast. And by the way, a new studio looks great.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Excited about that. Yeah. I've been doing the podcast since 2018. So it's been out there a long time. It started as a way to get leadership training to our technicians, because they were out in the field. And that seemed like the easiest way to get them stuff. And it's kind of evolved, and we, you know, the listenership began to grow and different things like that. So it's been a fun journey. I think much like yours, and, you know, as you said, a little bit different context. It's, you know, it's more leadership based. A lot of the are me delivering. We have a program at Peterman Brothers called Future Leaders that I do every other week, and basically just talking about leadership and what we should be thinking about and all of these things. So there's a lot of that. And then we have guests on there that we're talking about leadership. We've tried to get a little bit more operationally focused. I think with this kind of venture, this will kind of give me that outlet to give that information. And we can stay more leadership focused on there, which would be really cool. And the other cool part, because if you're going to do something, you might as well look to the best. Ours releases on Tuesday mornings as well.
Because
I looked and said, well, what are the smart people doing? Because I don't know anything about this. And I said, oh, well, that sounds good.
So, do you release it at 4 a.m.?
It comes out early. It comes out early because my picture sits right next to yours on my phone. So,
isn't that cute?
That is nice.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, so one other thing I want to call out real quick too. And I think most people who have no you or of you, which is kind of cool because you're in the studio today live in person, which also is in the Rhino office. And, you know, a competitive company was in the office today and who had
said, yeah, of course I know who Peterman Brothers are. Like, and you guys compete like in the marketing space, and you got to be introduced to their marketing manager. Like, that's pretty cool. They respect you, man. You guys have built something great. But what I think I love about, what I like most about you, love's a little strong. What I like most about you is you're not afraid to be, not only like a thought leader, but like a innovator. Like, you want to be at the forefront of technology, and you're not afraid to build shit on your own. Like, you will take something that you think is great, and it could be a service, and you're like, hey, I think I can do this myself to make it work for me. And sometimes it's really hard for people to see how that can actually work, but you don't, like, you just think like, oh, well, it requires this human being and that human being and this process or this whatever to get it done, and we're just going to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I read a book, what is it? It's Dan Sullivan, Who Not How. I mean, at the end of the day, I'm very fortunate because we have a ton of really, really smart people on our team that make me look smart, because that I am not. What I am good at is putting the right people and being able to see, if we put this person over here, then we move this person down here and we shift some responsibility there, then I think it'll work even better.
Yeah, that, by the way, that's smart.
Well, I always tell people, you know, it's when you have a lot of smart people around you, you look pretty smart.
Yeah, no, I get it.
I think,
and when you have better looking people around you, then you look better. That's me. Thank you.
All right,
appreciate that.
You know,
sorry, carry on.
I think that being able to share that kind of journey too, because I think that was something that was tough in the beginning, especially when you have a lot of people around you. It's like, ooh, I got to wear all, what do we always hear? I got to wear all these hats. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100%. You're going to have to. Yeah, I was, you know, scheduling jobs and then working on a marketing campaign and then doing something over here. Like, that's what it takes. But it's also good to be thinking about what are those pieces that can move as I grow and as I progress and different things like that.
A question for you.
Yeah.
I was just, we were out there shooting our Redbird Roofing commercial a few weeks ago, and when this podcast rolls out, and I met Jared, who yep. does your production. Is he the one that comes up with some? You guys put out some really, like, I preach to everybody who listens to me, you know, to give your business a personality, and you and Tyler give the business a personality, Peterman Brothers a personality. We're trying to do the same thing with Redbird Roofing, but is he the one that comes up with your? Like you guys did the free furnace award, you know, yep. like the whole thing, which was great. Basketball. Is he the one that comes up with that? Is it a mixture of people? Like, who's doing who's the creative thought thinker there, or thought process?
Yeah. Person? So from what I understand, Jared is a very creative person. Very lucky to have him. He's been with us for quite a while actually now, but, I think Jared comes up with the concept, but then our entire marketing team, they meet, I think weekly, and then they kind of hash out the idea, like, hey, here's what I'm thinking. Okay, what can we do? And then they really collaborate on what's the messaging going to be, because it's not just TV. It's not just radio. It's all got to work together, whether right. that be social, print, digital, all of that's got to work together. And if it doesn't, then your story is weakened immediately. And so he's come up with a lot of ideas. I can say that he has approached me with some things that I'm like, I don't know about that there.
I would love to know what those are.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to ask him what you turned down.
Yeah, nothing terribly inappropriate. It was probably like me singing or something like that I really want to do.
This sounds so good.
He comes up with some really cool ideas. And then some of them, you know, we try to have like a theme for the month. So basketball, that's an easy one in yep. March, especially in Indiana. We'll probably have something for the Indy 500 here coming up in May. We do some other things.
Why? You doing something special for Indy 500 this year?
That's right. Indy 500, that's coming around. They just announced, well, when we're recording this today, we'll be on Mr. Connor Daly's car in the race, number 24.
On the front wing.
On the front wing. Congrats. We're excited about it.
Congrats, man.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
By the way, for all you listening, like, for Indiana, boy, like, that's a dream.
Yeah.
Like, it's a dream come true. That's pretty cool. Unless you're racing it like I wanted to do, but I didn't make it happen. But, you know, I was moving on from that. Trying to make it happen. Yeah, and the whole, you know, point of me bringing that up is, like, now is the perfect time to be creative.
Yeah.
Try new shit. Like, social, you can try all things, like, all different kinds of things on social media. And I know that you listening might think, like, oh, I don't want to put something out there that everybody's going to see. let me tell you, not everybody's going to see it.
No.
Like, a fraction of people will see it. So, like, that's the perfect proving ground to throw shit out there. But I do like how creative he is, because it makes it interesting and entertaining. And that's really, like, I think you've heard me talk about this before. Like, yes, we're in the construction business or the contractor business or the whatever business, but first we're entertainers. Like, we have to try and we got to get somebody's attention. You have to entertain them. And of course you have to educate them. Like, those are the two major things. How can I entertain them to get their attention? How can I educate them to make them better? If I can do both, perfect. It's the perfect storm. But that one was pretty creative. So I was just thinking, at least you guys always kind of do a good job of being creative. Now, Chad is actually, how can I word this that makes it sound as good as I want it to sound? Chad is probably more risk adverse than I with some things, like with pushing the envelope in like the marketing world, where I would say, yeah, go all in. You might say, man, that one might not be, because we have different thought process. This is where, you know, me and Anna were having the conversation the other night, and she's thinking all the way through that process of what I said. Yeah, sounds like a great idea. She's like, yeah. The reason that Chris is like so high risk is he's not thinking about all the shit that could go wrong from this. And I think what happens is you probably think more along those lines about, hey, I need to be thoughtful about how X could impact Y or whatever. But there's got to be some of that where you got to dip your toe in the gray area a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think I would probably consider myself kind of in the middle. Or more like maybe a calculated risk taker. And I'm not like saying I got like spreadsheets and all, I don't do any of that. You know, I always joke with our people that are there that came from corporate America that want to put a PowerPoint together for everything we do. I've never put a PowerPoint together. I don't do that either. But like, it's but I think all that to say, I think it helps when you have, again, the right people around you. So like our CFO is my kind of Anna, right? He's the one who's like, no, we need to think about this. What are we doing? And it makes me better, right? Because I can be a little bit more risky because I know that I'm going to vet everything through him. I'm going to make sure that he puts his stamp of approval on this is the way that we're moving forward. Okay, sounds good. And I think vice versa, he does a great job of kind of allowing me to kind of still think and still be out there and still go chase things. I've always been one too that, you know, if depending on how you look at a certain thing, it's either, you know, it doesn't always have to be, I always say it's never good, never bad. It's what are you going to learn? And things may go right. Things may go wrong. And we all know that, you know, a lot of times the things that go wrong are the ones we learn the most from. And so how do we take the lessons from things that go wrong and the things that go right? But we'll never learn those lessons if we don't take a risk.
That's right.
If we don't go out and do it. Now there's things that you can insulate yourself with and, you know, calculate the risk and, you know, and I'm not saying just go do everything. But don't be so afraid that you never do the thing that you want it to do or else you'll never know.
That's right. I love that. That's very thoughtful. Like that's it. Good thought leadership.
I think that's what I'm here for.
You're doing a superb job, Mr. Chad Peterman here. Hello, Indianapolis. Chad Peterman here. Peterman Brothers. Do I sound just like you?
That is, yeah.
By the way, man, you were real shocking on that. I know we talked about that. Like, we go in to record that commercial, and usually I'm the most high energy, but you whooped my ass in the energy department, which is... doesn't happen very often. I commend you, sir.
When I step into that room, it's radio voice on.
Lights on. I mean, I was like, Jeff Pyramid here. I was like, oh, shit, Chris Yotto. Hi, Chris Yotto here. Damn glad to meet you.
Yeah. That's my wife always makes fun of me. Oh, you got your radio voice on.
Yeah, it is. Who like is that? When I see the commercials, I'm always like, that's not the Chad Peterman that I know. Like, I mean, I'm just kidding. He's just got more, like, I'm like, Chad is not that excited. I promise you, he's not that excited. Did a great job, man. I'm very proud of you.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. So, you know, like, with the, just this podcast in general, you, what you're kind of hearing Pat, Chad and I say is like, we trying to just take what we know, what we've learned, the people that we know, the conversations that we have in different groups, and like, how can we bring all this stuff into one little place like this and then start to bring on some guests that we can both kind of pick apart at and try to find the things. And the thing I've really done a shitty job of on my own podcast is you know, sharing more marketing experience that I have. Like, we talk about these things in groups, and I have a lot of contractors that we run a lot of marketing for, and I should be sharing more of those things, and I don't, which is really odd. And I think it's because I've tried so hard to keep the To The Point podcast separate from Rhino, almost to like a major disservice to the listener. So I need to be sharing more of those things too. So I need to be more thoughtful on that. But there's lots of marketing stuff out there, you know, and it's just like, so I kind of like, maybe I don't need to talk about it as much, but that's bullshit. Like, we're a big ass company that runs a lot of marketing, successful marketing campaigns for contractors. We should talk about that shit. You and I talk about it.
Yeah.
You know? So got to start doing that stuff. So listeners, I promise you, I'm going to do a little bit more of that to be helpful. And Chad kind of mentioned early in the podcast, talking about KPIs, and me, him, and my wife, Anna, were talking about this the other night, and she's like, you need to share more. Like, people aren't sharing, like, actual numbers and KPIs. What did you do?
I did my job.
You did your damn job.
I don't make Anna mad, especially when I'm staying in her house.
That's a good idea, and you shared it. But that's what we need, right? Don't we need some, like, real, non-bullshit numbers that people can use as benchmarks to measure your success? That's not, like, that somebody's not giving you a number for their gain?
Yeah. I think the other big piece too, that, we learned a lot about in the past year is making sure that they're calculated in the right way. And that doesn't mean that you're calculating it wrong, but how does everybody in your organization think that it's calculated? We did an exercise when we were working on some dashboard stuff that we were doing, and we went around and we were like, well, how do you calculate average ticket? And people were like, well, I think it goes like this. And other people are like, well, isn't it this? Or, well, I call it this, or whatever it is. So we basically created this data dictionary in our business that basically tells how every KPI, what is the name, what are we going to call it, and how is it calculated? It is this divided by this equals this. And then everybody knows and everybody's on the same page. And it really was just eye-opening for me. I was like, wow, shoot, I've been calling this stuff this one thing. And then somebody, you know, learned it a little bit different or came from a different place and calls it this. And so I think it's not only the KPIs, but it's really digging into them. So what I promise the listeners is if we talk about average ticket, I'm going to tell you how it's calculated. What does that look like? Because you can be, if you're looking at average ticket versus average sale, those can be two totally different numbers. And if you think that you're measuring your average ticket on average sale, and you got someone spouting off on here or me, and I'm saying, no, average this, average that, and you don't know what it is, you're going to be very frustrated and you're going to be very confused.
Yeah.
So we need to dig deeper into those. How are they measured?
That's
what are
really
they?
Good.
And then figure out, okay, listeners, what are you getting? If you go through and calculate yours, what do you get? And then let's find the KPI. Because what I know, I've been a member of Nexstar since 2015. Guess what? The KPIs that they talk about, they've changed over time because things change out there, right? How they calculate them and different stuff. And it doesn't make them wrong. It just makes it, hey, this is how we're looking at it now.
Hey, we should do more of these. We should do some scenarios like that on the live, like on live versions where people can just submit questions. I know that we have another.
Tommy does that. It's great.
I know. That's a commitment.
Yeah.
So I'm not, listen, I'm just saying I'm committed to doing it. I just have to make sure I can schedule. Listen, I guess I will commit to getting it. I think they're really valuable when we do those things.
Yeah.
People can just fire away like questions on the fly. Let's do that. Listeners, we, there's two O's and Goose Boys.
Yeah.
Are committing to doing more of those things. Like, that's the reason we're doing this stuff, right? So yeah. I'm going to do the same thing, right? Because, you know, I think for so long, like you see it, you and I've had conversations about this, and because if somebody's listening for the first time, and you're trying to figure all this shit out right now, and you're like, well, who's Rhino? Well, Rhino is a digital marketing company. So pay-per-click, SEO, websites, social media, that type of stuff. But specifically for the home services industry, even deeper HVAC, plumbing, electrical, roofing, and garage doors. But I've been in the game for 16 years doing these things for lots of different contractors of all shapes and sizes. So I know my numbers, and I know what we should expect, and I know what you should expect. And everybody's always like, oh, what should a cost per lead be? And people will say, it depends. Well, it does depend on a lot of different things. One, your market, your competition, your spend, like all the things. But at least I can start sharing some real life information with those contractors that will let me share. So that way you also have a benchmark and compare apples to apples. Like, hey, what's a lead? Well, lead can be factored differently for different people. So let's get to the bottom of it. So I'll make that same
that same commitment on my end too. And by the way, Chad and I challenge each other on these types of things too. So it's like, I mean, he doesn't challenge me, I guess, too hard, but we can have some good dialogue around it. But the plan is to just have more in-depth conversations with like quantifiable things, numbers that you, the listener, can measure against to see, with a legit benchmark, with a clear understanding of the formula that creates the benchmark. So that way you can compare apples to apples. Because to your thing, when you're talking about like what you were just saying, gives me anxiety, because if somebody looks at the average ticket versus average sale and starts to compare and say, oh, well, this is off, I need to raise up to it, and it's not the right number, now you're disrupting the business even more, because you're thinking it's something else and you're trying to drive to a number that was not right.
Yeah.
So there wasn't an apples to apples comparison. So we don't want that.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of that happens, by the way. A lot of that happens.
A lot of that happened in our business. People on the same team
didn't know
what they were actually shooting for. So I know it happens across the industry. And to me, that can be a huge piece where we can help a lot of people out, is if we're speaking the same language. And you don't have to call it the same thing. Sure. You don't have to calculate it. If you want to calculate it differently, that's fine. But just know this is what we're talking about. And right, wrong, or indifferent, this is one way to calculate it, and we're going to compare everything off of this so that we have a baseline, and then we move from there, and maybe we come up with new stuff and we'll figure it out.
This is gonna be good.
Yeah,
I'm excited for it.
Yeah,
are you excited?
I love talking.
Are you
about
so
this
excited
stuff.
That you would sing?
No.
Yet. It's only no until it's yes. I will get him there eventually.
Yeah. No one wants to hear that.
One line. I might get you on one line. No. We'll work on it.
Yeah.
So listeners, hopefully you're as excited about it as I am and as about we are or as much as we are. Yes, this will give you the opportunity to try to bust Chad's chops and get him out of his shell a little bit more. I feel like I've been that for you, by the way. Like, yeah. I think I'm like pulling the best out of you. I don't want to brag.
I'm kind of boring.
I want to brag. Well, a little.
Yeah.
But it's also dependent upon your comfort level of who you're with.
For sure.
So I recognize that about you. But I know how to pull it out of you. And I'm going to keep doing that.
Right.
You know what? You're welcome.
Yeah. Thank you.
And listeners, promise you, you're going to thank me too. Especially when he hums a few bars of Don't Stop Believing. Okay. So listen, we're going to wrap this thing up. All right. We've been talking about ourselves for 40 minutes, I think, probably roughly somewhere right around there. But, you know, the whole point of this was we wanted to do an episode just to share, not just, you know, Chad coming on board as a co-host, which I'm really, really excited about, this kind of next phase of To The Point podcast, but also, you know, more so what it brings to you, the listener, the like tactical things, the quantifiable things that will legit help you in your business. And it's not like, you know, what makes this so great for me is that, like I mentioned, yes, Chad is, you know, 100 million plus in his business, but he's not so far away from the 10 million that he forgot it. And that's very common when you get these things to 200, you know, these big companies, 200 million, and it's been all year, like a decade, you're a little further away and shit's changed. Things have changed. So I love that we have that dynamic. And what also makes it great is, you know, you and I, you know how to, like, we have lots of these conversations already. So we kind of know where each other's going with it, which will make it fun. And when it comes time to start interviewing people, we've done it before. Actually, the first one you did wasn't even with me. The first one you co-hosted wasn't even with me.
Yeah,
you actually replaced me.
I did.
Damn.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now they didn't ask me back, so I guess your spot's safe.
Well, they was me. And you weren't taking my spot, so I felt pretty confident in that. But to our listeners, man, this is going to be exciting. I'm looking forward to, especially our the live ones that we do, the live episodes that we do, which is what I've been wanting to do anyway. And we did one, but I want to do more of them, and that way we can kind of, you know, field some. I don't know what that was all about, but something fell here in the studio. You know, so that way we could be a little bit more interactional with those that are listening to it. I think that'd be cool. So, but again, I mean, I encourage you to like. Really reach out and get involved on things that you want to hear. Be selfish. You know, I promise you there's no stupid ask. No stupid ask. Got it? So make sure that's clear. But that way we can make this thing a little bit more in our interactional. So Chad, man, I'm excited to have you on here, man. I'm so grateful that, you know, that we're friends and that we can do this together, that you commit to the listener for it, because this is a freaking commitment. This thing takes time and thought and preparation, and it's not an easy ask because you're already busy. So I appreciate you doing that.
and our listeners will appreciate it too. I know you and I share that same Northern Star. And like at the end of the day, we just want to do what we can, as much as we can, with the skill that we've got and the influence that we have and the data that we have to go and do good in the industry. So we got that.
Absolutely. No, I appreciate you reaching out and asking me to do this. I think, like I said, selfishly, I'm excited because I know I'm going to learn a lot. And yeah, it is a commitment, but at the end of the day, I'm learning, people are learning, we're lifting up the industry all together. And to me, that's the most important piece. We'll all win. There's plenty of business out there. We have kind of an obligation to do better for each other, so that our customers expect more when someone from the trade shows up at your house.
Word up. So listen, on that note, I feel like that was a perfect way to close this thing out. So I'm excited for our next one. I'm not sure who is on the docket for our very first interview, but I'm looking forward to it.
I am as well.
It's going to be a good time.
Absolutely.
Probably won't get you to sing on that one, but I'll do my best.
Yep.
But listen, you know, to our listeners, you know, again, we're going to be able to dig deep for you, try and solve some problems for you, try to share all the things. But as I say, you don't have to do everything, but you got to do something. No 0 days. Let's go. Listeners, thank you so much again for listening to this podcast week after week. We are extremely grateful. Again, the whole purpose of this podcast is to give back to the home services industry that we love so much, whether you're a Rhino or not. We really, really appreciate all the subscribers. And if you haven't subscribed yet, please go in and subscribe and you'll get all the episodes sent to you automatically weekly. Also, we have really enjoyed your feedback. It's so meaningful for us when we get to read the nice comments that you guys put. So keep doing that. And if you don't know how to do it, here's what you got to do. You search for To The Point Home Services on Apple Podcasts. You click on our profile, scroll all the way down to the bottom, and hit write a review. And be honest and share your story and how the podcast has impacted you and your business. Thanks again from the bottom of our hearts at To The Point Home Services Podcast. We appreciate you. Welcome to The Point Home Services, the podcast where real contractors share real strategies. We cut through the noise and get straight to the point with the contractors that are working in the field right now. If you run a home services business and want to lead better, grow faster, and stay sharp, you're in the right place. Now, before we get started, I need you to do one thing. Only 30% of our listeners are following the show. So stop what you're doing, hit follow, and let's get to the point.